Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a 15-meter circle. Now, dressage tests, from British Dressage preliminary level upwards, contain certain exercises that require you to ride a 15-meter circle. Now, that sounds pretty straightforward, but you would be amazed just how many riders struggle to ride an accurate, centred figure of 15 metres, because it's harder than it sounds. Well, wonder no more, because in this podcast episode, we're going to explain everything that you need to know about how to ride a good 15-metre circle. So firstly, what is the purpose of the 15-metre circle exercise? Well, the 15-metre circle is included in dressage tests for a number of reasons. So number one is that it shows that the horse is laterally supple enough to negotiate a circle of that size. Number two is that it shows that the horse is obedient to the rider's outside aids. And number three, it shows that the horse is balanced. Now, if all those boxes can be ticked, then the horse should be able to complete a circle of the correct dimensions, in the correct place, in a good rhythm, and without losing his balance. Now, the exercise can be ridden in the trot from British Dressage preliminary level, and in the canter from British Dressage novice level upwards. So, what is the dressage judge expecting to see? So, dressage judges look for a number of things when judging a 15-meter circle, and they include the following. So, number one, the circle must be the correct size and it should be circle shaped. Now, it's amazing how many riders produce an 18-meter egg and then wonder why they are marked down. So number two is that the circle must be centered at the prescribed marker, not a few feet to either side of it. Remember that for judging purposes, all dressage movements, including transitions, should happen when the rider's body passes the marker. So, the starting point for your circle should be as your body is level with either A, B, or whatever the marker is that the test prescribes. So, number three is that the judge looks at the horse to see that he is uniformly bent through his body around the circle. Now, the horse's legs must remain on one track and he must not swing his quarters out or fall out through his shoulder or lean inwards. Number four is that the horse should swing forward through his back in a good rhythm with no change to the tempo, so he should not slow down to negotiate the circle. Number five is that there should be no hollowing away from the contact and there should be no form of resistance to the contact either. And lastly, number six, the horse should remain working forwards from behind and in an uphill balance rather than losing impulsion and falling onto his forehand. Now, if any or all of those ideals are not achieved, then that tells the judge that there are problems with the horse's suppleness, balance, or obedience to the rider's aids, and the movement will be marked down accordingly. So, before we discuss the aids that you need to ride a 15-meter circle, you must first understand how to ride one accurately. Now, as mentioned earlier, the circle must be the correct size, the correct shape, and in the correct place. So make sure that you know the dimensions of the dressage arena before you start. For example, if you're riding a 15-meter circle at either B or E, then the circle must touch the three-quarter line. Now, if you are in a 20 meter by 40 meter arena and the circle is placed at either A or C, then both sides of the circle must touch a point 2.5 meters in from the track, and the point of the circle opposite the A or C marker should be 5 meters from X. So sit down with a paper diagram of the arena and work out where the circle should be placed for it to be accurate according to the requirements of the dressage test that you are preparing for. Now, if you need any help with this, then we do have dressage test planners available for sale on Amazon, and they come in 20x40 and 20x60 versions, and they come with diagrams of the arena that allow you to draw out your test and also to make sure that you can accurately place movements such as 15 meter circles. Now, if you want more information on these, you can visit our Facebook page, you can visit the books page on our website, or you can also search Amazon for Dressage Test Planner by How To Dressage. Now, when you're ready to begin practicing riding 15 meter circles from the saddle, then you can set out some cones or short poles in your arena to help keep the circle accurate. Now, think of the circle as a diamond shape, and each point of the diamond equates to a quarter point of your circle. And then as you ride around the circle, make each of the points rounded off, and aim to touch each point and keep the whole thing smooth. And that will keep the circle accurate and also guard against the dreaded squircle or egg shape. Now, when riding your circle, keep in mind that the horse must continue working forward in a regular rhythm and a suitable tempo. He should swing through his back and seek an elastic contact. Now, the horse's frame should be round and he should show uniform bend through his body around the circle whilst remaining on one track. Now, the horse's balance should tend to be uphill, so in other words, the horse should continue to work along the dressage scales of training. So now let's talk about the aids for riding a 15 meter circle. So step number one, use your inside leg on the girth to maintain the impulsion, encourage the horse to sit on his hind legs, and establish the inside bend around the circle. Then step number two is to keep your outside legs slightly behind the girth to guard the horse's quarters and prevent them from slipping to the outside if the horse tries to evade bending around your inside leg. Then step number three, use your inside hand to ask the horse for some inside flexion and bend through his neck, but don't ask for too much neck bend or you will lose control of the horse's shoulder and he will fall out. Step number four is to use your outside hand to prevent the horse from pushing through his outside shoulder and falling out, whilst also controlling the tempo, which is the speed of the rhythm. And lastly, step number five, which is as you ride it, make sure that your shoulders and hips remain in line with your horse's shoulders. So don't tip forward, don't lead to the inside of the circle, and make sure that you look around the circle and not down at the ground. Now, by positioning your body in this way, you're actually helping to turn the horse, making it easier to keep the circle the correct size and shape. So visualize the diamond shape of the circle, look ahead and ride a smooth curve around each point. And remember that practice makes perfect. Now, at first, it's better to practice riding small circles in walk because that gives you more time to get to grips with coordinating your aids and getting used to riding the circle accurately. Now, as you become more confident, pick up working trot, remembering not to slow the tempo of the rhythm and keep riding forward. Now, once you're confident that you can maintain the horse's way of going around the circle, then you can remove one of your cones at a time, keeping the line accurate. Now, when you can ride an accurate 15 meter circle in trot without the aid of cones or poles, then you can try riding the exercise in canter. So to wrap this episode up, 15 meter circles are deceptively tricky dressage movements that is very rarely seen ridden well. However, you can maximise marks in a dressage test by making sure that you understand how to ride the exercise accurately using our tips to help you. Now, if you have any other questions or any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us when it comes to riding 15 meter circles, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and giveaways, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.